Yes, brothers and sisters, today's our topic is test of faith. Brother is starting with a thank you. He wants me to end the message probably. Anyway, how many of you agree that these are testing times? Yeah, see, when I was studying, in many hands are risen. I did not expect this many hands. Anyway, when I was studying in schools 20-30 years away, there were only 2-3 tests. There used to be quarterly test, and there used to be half yearly, then used to be one pre-final and final test. But nowadays, if you see children, they have everyday test, and there are days on which they have tests are more than the days in which they don't have test. So we are, you know, one way as a parents, we are tired of test. Kya ho raha hai school mein, that. So when you all that, and then many of you are in the military, I know in military every 3 months some or other test will come. So, and you are tired of that, and you come to church, and today the topic is test of love. And next week the topic is test of faith. And after 2 weeks you may have the memory verse test. And if I go to the Bible and read 1 John, when I read 1 John says, test the spirits. There is no escape from test. I thought after 40, okay, there will be no more exams, I will be free of test. But when I went to doctor, he prescribed a sugar test, blood test, EGG test and this, that. You know, you see, if you can't beat them, you join with them, they say. So, test is part of life. So, these 2 days, this whatever we have, will go with it. So, we are reading, you know, brothers, the 1 John. This is a great book. When I first read, it was a very mild book, but then when go through it, John is a very important writer. He wrote the Epistle of John, and he wrote 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, and he wrote the main book, Revelation. You see, he is one of the very important writer in the Bible. We cannot just wish away him. We, the brothers, are trying to, you know, exploratory this lesson for 7 sermons or so. Here you see, this is what our study of 1 John. Sujita started, Gyan has continued, and Anand and Wilson I have put, because there were 4 or 5 people in the picture, and Max has taken 2 lessons. I have come in the end checking the tail of the elephant. So, see, though you may take it little in a lighter vein, but this is what it is. You see, Sujit works in a metal company, and Max is a financial expert. I work in an insurance company. Anand works in a publishing company. Gyan is fortunately a pastor. And Wilson is an engineer who is working in the church. We see the Bible as with our little experience. See, with our little knowledge, little wisdom. It is not a substitute for you studying the Bible. For a week, BBC conducted First John study. It doesn't mean that you close the chapter for rest of your life. That will be a big mistake in your part. You will miss many of the things. You can show the next picture. This is what we see. A person touching this thing sees a snake. I see a tail as a rope or whatever. One sees as a big wall. And you will not get the full picture by any human intelligence. You have to study the Bible by yourself. So we'll proceed with the next picture. So here the teacher starts with test the spirits. You see, if you read first verse, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but this is there in your handout. But test the spirits. You see, the John is writing this in the first century sometime, and that time many of the world false religion did not even start. One of the major religions started somewhere in the 7th century. Many of the false teaching have not started. That's knowing this in his spirit, he says, test every spirit that you come across. Don't accept blindly every teaching. Don't accept every book. Don't accept every TV message as comes from God. He says that, test them with the Bible. You see, we are all in a spiritual battle. Whether you agree or not, whether you want or not, we are in a spiritual battle. See, before joining, you might have seen in an army advertisement, they will say it is free food, free accommodation, pension, everything, your rations are taken care of, your free clothing, throughout the life it will be free. Come and join. Many of us went and joined. But when you join, then only you come to know there is an enemy sitting with all kind of weapon to attack you. All kind of weapon, and he is studying you, he want to kill you. In Christianity also it is like that. You preach the gospel, glorious gospel, come to Christ, you will not have any worry, everything is taken care of. Yes, you come to church, take baptism, and you get the Holy Spirit baptism, you come to know that whole lot of things are going wrong, and the enemy is checking you every second of your life. He is watching you to pull you down, he is watching you to put you into shame, he is affecting your health, he is affecting your family, he wants to affect the whole of your generation. So in this atmosphere, if a believer is not aware of the spiritual world, spiritual realm, he is bound to be a loser. See, we work on things which are not seen. We want or not are a spiritual being, many of the things will affect us. As a whole, I tell you, churches also, when I say church, it is not BBC. Don't put me into trouble. I am telling you, church as a whole, all Baptist, Methodist, CSI, CNA, Pentecostal, you name it, the full book will not be enough. These all churches have not taken the spiritual battle in the right sense. Spiritual battle is a very rarity. If you see Jesus in the first chapter of Mark, when he was tested in the, in the wilderness, next first thing he does is the driving away the evil spirits. And the closing of the next chapter, he drives away another evil spirit. And he went around, wherever he went, he heals the people, he drives away the evil spirit. And when his disciples could not drive away the evil spirit of a young fellow who was fallen, he was very angry with them. You see, but how many of us have any encounter with any of the spirits? Though many of us are filled with the Holy Spirit and you have all the power and authority that is given to you under the earth, under the heaven and earth, when did you last time drive the evil spirit away? It is an occasional shooting in the dark. So you pray once that I rebuke the devil. Devil will laugh at you. There is no such thing you can do like that. Church, see, many of you understand cricket, so I will, though I am not watching cricket, I will tell you this one. There are two teams, hopefully only two teams are playing, and one bats and the another comes for batting. All these days only devil is batting, and the church has gotten up to take their bat in their hand. But the day is not far away. The church will take its bat in its hand, and the waiting requires a spiritual knowledge. On that day, dear brothers, you mark it. Our services will be conducted in cricket stadium. On this baptism tank on which I stand will not be enough. We may have to baptize people in the sea of Kolaba. It is not, see, it is a spiritual battle. You have to have an acute knowledge, clear knowledge of the spirits they are working in the world. So I thought that though that the chapter has two parts, one is discerning the spirits and another is loving one another, I will first take the discerning of the spirits. The main lesson in the main verses of the Bible which says about spirits is Ephesians 6:12. Paul writes, "For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of the world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places." We have four authorities here. If you sometimes see a car here in the Kolaba, it will be running with sometime 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, and without star. For a civilian like us, the stars doesn't matter at all. You may think that they, for color, they have put it. 4-star is a general, 3-star is a lieutenant general, and 1-star is a brigadier, and 2-star is a major general. Once he enters the military camp, all hell will break loose. On seeing the car, whether person or not, you have to salute the car. See, that is a rule. You can't afford to. You see, you can't afford to. And there is a rule, and after certain rank, the officers doesn't require any witness. See, in military, they say if he has committed this wrong, it is committed, taken. that it is committed. No witness is required. So the car has the respect once it enters in the system. Likewise, we also runningly read principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, high place, who won't go next. It is not like that. Each one has got its own meaning. Next. See, one is principalities and power. They are the rulers, leaders, highly organized. See, the bracket I have given is the original word of it. When you go into spiritual battle, your translations, you have to check 2-3 translations and go to the right word in which language the New Testament was written. You see, it is not a simple thing. We have to take the right word, right meaning, then only you can win over the spirits, because they are big legalists. If you don't attack them on the legal ground, they will escape. If many of the lawyers are there, they can tell you there is a one loophole in the word, they will escape. The criminal may escape. Likewise, it is not in vain that pastors always tell the Greek word. You can't say the preaching was Latin and Greek. It means for knowledge that you have to know to the root of the word, that that's the reason it is given. These principalities are like generals actually. And they may, with a limited knowledge I am telling, I have not seen them or I have not. Whatever the limited knowledge I am telling is, they are like generals and they may be in charge over a system. See, communists. Communism was a system which was creating havoc. There are false religions which are systems. There are many people raising up that they are equaling themselves to God. They are systems. The teachings, new world teachings are there. They are systems. These may be the rulers at the general level. They don't act at the fundamental level. They act at the very high level, at the general level, next only to our enemy. So they are the principalities. Next comes is the powers. Powers are the authority over various areas and territories. They are like, lesser generals. They are not a working group, but they are lesser in general, but they have lot of power. They are over the territories. You see, there are some countries which are dedicated to false religion. Saudi Arabia is dedicated to one false religion. Nepal is dedicated to one religion. And Tibet is dedicated to one religion. Fortunately, United Kingdom and United States are dedicated to Christ. See, there are regions which are dedicated, and within our country, if you see, there are states in north where land order is very, 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 there is no land order. There is a fight in traffic, people shoot and kill. For 2 rupees, people shoot and kill people. So these are all the works of these kind of powers. They have power over territories, areas, and over various organizations and other things. Next question. And next you have the rulers of darkness of this world. These are all the, lesser group of demons, but they have some people under their, and some demons under their control. They are like sergeants. You might have seen sergeants, who are in the rank, but they have wide authority. They have intricate knowledge of the working. See, officers may have the stars, but they will not have the knowledge of working. But these group of rulers will have the intricate knowledge of working of the system. And they control the area also within the assigned area. Then last one, spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, these are the working foot soldiers. They are the people who create, they are the demons which create a lot of problem for you, sickness for you, fear, shyness, timidity, various other things are created by this spiritual wickedness in high places. The main, the main difference one has to get is, many of our brothers, are while praying, they say, we rebuke the Satan, we rebuke this one, we bind the Satan. It is, when Satan tempted Jesus in wilderness, he prompted Pharisees, to go opposite to him. He even, changed Peter and John sometime to make Jesus to go away from his teaching. And, asked a group of people to push Jesus away from the cliff of this one. So, he asked the multitude to murder him. And, he was there to, always, fighting with even the Lord. But then when Lord encountered the evil spirits, they did nothing. They come on board, leave us, don't trouble us, don't disturb us. And when they said that, when he said that you should go, they left. You see, they see the difference. See, we are sometimes attacking Satan directly, not knowing the things actually. But you have, he has been bound and he has been, his day has been appointed. He will be finished. The judgment has been written. But you are here with all authority of Christ to take care of all these four group of this one. See, much of the divisions, much of the problems, much of the sicknesses, much of the confusion in the church and outside the church and in the world are created by them. You know, they don't leave anybody. You may be the highest in the organization, I mean in the hierarchy, and they have a scheme for you. You may be the lowest and they have a scheme for you. You have to identify them and exercise the power given to you by Christ. And it is not an easy thing to exercise the power. How many of you dealt with unions and associations? You see, as long as you don't ask them, they will not trouble you. A fellow is coming at 11 o'clock, you are peaceful with him, don't say why you come at 11 o'clock, they will not trouble you. Somebody is stealing something, you don't ask them, they will not trouble you. Many other things they will do, they will play around with the internet, women will make sweaters and many things. You don't ask them, they don't trouble you. The moment you ask them, why you are come at late, why you are doing this, don't use the net, the moment you ask them, they will be behind you, they will watch you. Are you came at 10:30 and you are asking us? You accepted that and you are telling us not to do. You are doing that and you have done us like that. Like that, the day you use the authority in Christ over these demons, you expect all kind of pinpointing to you. You expect all kind of trouble, they are specialized with it. Don't expect that they will leave it. The day you exercise the power over them. That's why some of the senior believers are the most troubled. Some of the senior pastors are have any number of enemies. As long as you leave them free, they will leave you free. As you exercise the power of the Christ upon them, they have no choice but to obey. You see, they have no choice. You have seen sometimes magistrates, you know, the magistrate comes, the Indira Gandhi has to stand up. And Narasimha Rao has to stand up. Simple magistrate who might have passed out from normal law college, but then the power he has. Then Jayalalitha was addressed as accused number one, stand up. She has to stand up on a criminal case. They were the rulers, authorities, powers. But a magistrate says, yes, get up, yes, stand up. What is it they have to say? You are sitting in that power. You may not realize. You may be a school student, you may be a normal housewife, you may work in an office, but in a spiritual authority, 100 kilometers away, if you travel and stand in space, your value is different. The world may not value, world did not value Paul, world did not value Peter, world did not value any of the disciples, but today count their value. How many are named as Paul, how many are named as John, how many are named as this one. World will realize your value, but the time is there. But really you have to realize your value, the power that you have given to us. See, we are asking, be holy, we don't commit this in that sin. Because once you are holy, you can exercise all kind of powers given in the Bible. You know, you see, Jesus was there and they were coming to arrest. What he told? He said that the enemy has nothing in me. He has no hold in me. You see, if I don't have any block money, whether CBI comes, income tax comes, or vigilance commission comes, I have, my doors are open. My house doors are open. But if I hidden some block money, then I am afraid. Then I have to find out how to treat them, or I have to shift the money to out of country and still sit with fear. See, then, but if you don't have anything, nothing to hide, you are the happiest person. Likewise, if you are not having any hidden sins, you see, don't commit sin is good for you, not for any church, if you commit or not, but it is good for you. You will be a peaceful person and the devil will not have any foothold over you. We will go to the next. So here you see we have one main important thing we have to see is here Peter is one of the main person in the church. See, Jesus has told that I will, on this rock I will build upon the church, And he has also, when Jesus asked who the people are telling I am, he is the person who said you are the Son of God. What a glorious revelation. But when Jesus told, yes, I have to die, go to Jerusalem and die for the sins of this world, this is what he uttered, that, no, you should not go and die. Lord, no, it should not happen to you. That time, what Jesus has told, he addressed a very strong word. He says, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the things of the God, but the things of the man. See, doesn't mean a believer standing in long standing believer doesn't mean that his suggestions are always to be taken on a white paper as a written law. That is what John says, test the spirits. See, even a man is not infallible. He can with good intention go wrong. Peter was not telling with a bad intention, but with a good intention a person can go wrong. So everything given, you test whether it is tallying with the Bible. If that can happen to a man like Peter, it can happen to anybody. Next. So here another the author himself, James and John, the words are given in your handout. See, it says that, they have some Samaritan village they were passing through. And in the village, people did not, give the necessary things to them. And they were very angry. And they said to the Lord that whether we will bring the fire from the heaven and finish them off. It was something like that. You and me are there in the 20th century. We may not have got the full teaching. These are the people having the privilege with being with Christ. And he is the author of 2-3 epistles on the gospel and this one. And he says, in a fit of rage, he says that whether to finish off this generation. And Lord rebukes them, telling that, no, you don't know what manner of spirit you have. See, this is very important. Many a time, Christians are taking a stand on fight-to-fight mechanism. You know what is fight-to-fight mechanism? Fight-to-fight mechanism is what the instinct required in those old times when everything was a jungle. When you, in those days, what happened is, you see a lion. Then nothing, no need to analyze at that point how big is the lion, how fast it can jump. You have to run. See, that is the fight-to-fight mechanism. So that kind of mechanism is not required now. But many of us, I tell you, many of us operate in that mechanism. And many of the troubles which we have in our life is because of this fight-to-fight mechanism in which we operate. You have to analyze every time, every time you have to analyze the situation and take the things in your control and act. See, our role model is Jesus Christ. Have you seen any time he is, in the fight-to-fight mechanism, did he operate? The enemy came to him in wilderness and he was trying to, finish off his authority, finish off his good name, everything. But with all his calmness and poise, he pointed out the word of God. This is what this is. In his authority, he defeated the enemy. See, even many of the temptations, he never used the authority. Many a time, when the soldiers came to arrest him, he did not fear and tremble and run away. You see, many of us, even if they call for passport verification, we shiver. You see, what is there? Police may bulaya kar. Then, you see, so we operate in a fight-to-fight mechanism. That is, many of the trouble for us is because of that. Even in the cross, he did not curse the people who came to nail him. See, that is the principle we have to take in our life. Many of the women, sisters who have to send their children in the morning, you imagine, they live on fight-to-fight mechanism. They go to their children, oh, get up, get up, get up. The morning only they will beat the children 2-3 times. and the hurried breakfast, and they will take them to school in a hurried manner, and children will start the day with the crying, and they will forget half of the book, and they will not take this and that, it is not the Christian way of operating. If you don't go to one school, nothing is going to fall. Actually, I have not attended school many days. And many of them go to office. How do they go? They go in such a hurry. They eat their breakfast in a hurry. They pack their package in a hurry. Christian way is not that life is to be under penance. I saw Janak, and you have to be a happy person. If you are happy, then only you will have the strength. To check up your life and never, never, never work in fight-to-fight mechanism. You will, as a Christian, you will have any number of enemies. Our Lord had enemies, Apostle had enemies, and you are a first, New Testament believer, you will have any number of enemies. The spirits I have shown you, they are not just moving around in the air. They are residing in people. And they induce the people to work against you. You be 100% perfect. Jesus was 100% perfect, but there were enemies, they were blaming him, his own family told he is out of mind, you see, and they questioned his birth, everything, when he driven away the evil spirit they said that he is driven away by the power of Beelzebul, devil, all this, but he took everything in a calm manner. He did not fight Satan in the worldly method. But he fought with Satan in a spiritual manner and won the victory. Same way in your workplace, in your studying place, people will accuse you, people will fight with you, people will spread rumors about you. You have to sit calmly and take it and pray for them. You see, if you pray for them, then you will get the blessing. And they will be defeated. You see, you are a victorious generation, they will be defeated. But you operate in a fight-to-fight mechanism. Aisa bola kya, main bhi dekh lunga. If you go and catch his collar, that is what the enemy wants. You see, not everywhere. Even if many of you may be housewives, there will be many people troubling you. You see, there are many things which servant maid will not come. She will speak something wrong about you. This, that, there is any number. You don't think that if you are in house, you are safe. Christian is nowhere. Everywhere he will have enemies who will work against him. But everywhere you should operate calmly, peacefully. Otherwise, if you are reacting in a worldly manner, you are giving your tools to in the hands of devil. They will know, enemies will know that, yes, this fellow, where to hit him, he will get angry, and the opportune moment he will hit you, and you will commit that error. So some of the practical, teachings are many. You see, I have undergone the marriage course, such a good course. But I have forgotten everything now. We are back to normal now. Normal means usual fights and other things. Stress course, Brother Max has conducted such a good course, and in that Igat Puri, such a nice, but it was there for only 1 week, 2 weeks. Afterwards, you forgotten everything. Again, stressful. So, devil takes the word out of your heart. You see? See, this time we are teaching about first jump. Can you anyone tell what was the book we taught last year? Many of them would have forgotten. That is normal. See, except that is normal. So you have to learn some practical tips to fight with this kind of situations. You see, when you are having this, when you are faced with the situation, you can't handle. You see, the school bus is coming in another 5 minutes, and your child is not even put the shoe on. And the books are not ready, what you will do? Your fits, hands will get flinch, and your neck will tighten, you will tighten your muscles, you will tighten your legs, you will run around. If these things can happen, be careful. Loosen your nerves, loosen everything, take a deep breath, and calm yourself. That nothing is going to happen, it is not. If you tighten your muscles and tighten your forehead like that, this will get tightened for another 3 to 4 hours like this only. No, I tell you. See, we have tension one after another. school, the children have gone, the ironing fellow will come. Ironing fellow has gone, the paper fellow will come. And when you are getting ready, only the sweeping woman will come. All these things, and your car may be punctured. This, and if you go to office, nothing to say. There are many things that will happen. So if you tighten your forehead like that, your fist will be tightened, this and that. And nothing, if you tighten your head, you will have migraine. If you fist your this one, adrenaline is running in your body more than that, evening you will be dead tired. See, don't think that small things can be neglected. You see, when somebody is down with a cancer, some big accident takes place and something big happens, we say that devil has done it. You see, works of the devil are not extraordinary, they are ordinary. Don't think that only in extraordinary accidents and terrorist attack where 100 people die, devil has worked. Even a small things like this, devil is there. You have to identify and eliminate. Devil works in a very, very hidden manner. Don't expect that in a one-in-a TV advertisement he will come with a horn. No, he works in a very, very hidden manner. 100 irritations in small things, you will become irritated person throughout. You should know how to remove all these things. You see? You have to be in a comfortable position to remove these small irritations. See, nothing wrong if you keep 50,000 rupees in your account for an emergency. I have told this many times. Sometime I am sorry for our cell group, I may be repeating what I have told. See, many of the believers live on one salary to another salary. On 20th month, they will be tensed up. See, it is not Christian way of living. You should have, Lord has told, after feeding 5,000 people, He told, take down all the leftovers. And they took it in 12 baskets full. It is not that nothing is written in the Bible extra. You see, it is already a big book. No, nothing is extra there. Everything is the meaning. You have to keep something for your emergency. And some emergency happens, then you will naturally be restless. See, these things you have to recognize. Mentally, you have to also know when you are going into the zooming area, you know, anger area, when you are going, you know. And you have to recognize, you know, the people who irritate you. You see? And deal with them carefully. Deal with them prayerfully. Never give to their, you know, techniques. You see? And dealing with the annoying person, you know, you have to do that. And mentally, it won't rehearse the bad things, actually. Catching hold of the neck of the boss if he has done something wrong, like that. Your phone is not working. That fellow, I let him come, I will kill him. I said, okay, don't rehearse negative things. You know, operate in a Christian atmosphere and, you know, whatever things, let go. And don't resist evil in your life. See, evil, don't resist evil means people are misunderstood. Don't resist evil means somebody is coming and stealing. It means Bombay police should leave them. Don't resist evil. No, they have to arrest them. But don't resist evil in such a way that that person will take hold of you. See, many of us have been thinking about our enemies day and night, morning and evening. See, the enemy may be your colleague, your boss, your brothers, sisters, your mother-in-law, whatever, your daughter-in-law, whatever. See, they are occupying your mind. The moment you think of them, you lose all your power. And you respond in autopilot mode. Never do in autopilot mode. Christians should never work in, ye hoga to, wo hoga karke, nobody should say about a Christian. See, ye aisa karo, ye aisa karega. You should do the negative. If your boss calls you and somebody will go and tell your boss, sir, tomorrow project is there, you have scolded him, he is not going to come next day. That is the world response. A Christian should go that day 1 hour before. You will prove that evil spirit is wrong. You operate in a Christian love, you will be a very peaceful person. But identify this evil spirit of fight to fight. You see, why I am repeating this, though you may be bored for some time, because many of the brothers are bound by this spirit of fight to fight. You see, many of you, why you are not able to come to church in time? Do you want to, not want to come to church? I know in your heart you want to come and stay here at 6 o'clock. But then what happened? You are unable to get up at morning 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You are so tired. You are pulling yourself somehow to reach the church and you come here. Why this is happening? You are not having a good night's sleep. Why you are not having a good night's sleep? You are operating in this fight to fight mechanism. You are operating in irritation, anger. You go to bed in all, we carry this. You don't sleep well. Naturally, you don't be fresh in the next morning. Whenever you are there, take rest. Calm yourself. Understand the situation and pray. Ask for prayers. Report to some elder brothers. These are the things that are happening. And come to normal. Never operate in this spirit. Next week. No, no. See, 2-3 people are there. I'll finish in time. Don't worry. He's running the slide actually. Now there, see, there is a word about Peter's mother-in-law. She had a fever and you know, Jesus comes and rebukes the fever. It goes away and serves the, he serves Jesus. And another, in your notes it is there, there is a woman with infirmity. See, woman with infirmity was a, Israelite woman, you see. And she was in infirmity for how many years? For 18 years. Not a joke. Is it a, see, it's not a joke. You know, you're having sickness such a long time. And she spent all her money in doctors. In Bombay, just you want to bring somebody to their knees, you prescribe them to specialist. You know, he will prescribe some 4 or 5 tests. You know, anybody will come to their knees. That is the cost of medical system nowadays. So this woman was suffering such this one, and then when she came to Jesus, and then you know she got healed. It was work of the evil. Some of the chronic diseases could be work of the evil. But what happened? Many of our brothers and sisters have not understood this. See, you have a sugar problem. Let us say. Then they say that sugar problem my grandfather was having, my father was having, and I am having, my son will also have. See, for generations you put the curse on them. And the life and death is in your tongue. That's what the Bible says. And you say it, and it will, you never fight against that. And it will remain because you have declared you are a son of a king and you have declared it will happen. And a woman who is 18 years bound was released by single word of Christ. Whether you want or not, this hall is full of Christ. I tell you, the power of Christ is there in this hall with everybody. With your single word, things can come to right. So, what is that? That pancreas is not giving enough insulin? That can be crippled by, you know, an evil spirit which is not allowing them to work. Any of the diseases for which there is no proper medical explanation, like asthma. Let us take it. Never accept that my father had, grandfather had, everybody had, I will have. In Christ you are new. In Christ you are a different person. In Christ everything has changed. You are not in the old system. And try this. Don't accept these diseases which are there. Cancer, it is known that it is caused by evil spirits. And the world has no solution to it. And you try that. And those growths will go away. Preach the gospel and tell to the unbelievers, come to our cell group and challenge them. That yes, this will get healed. And it will get healed. Only for believers it is difficult to get healing because of their hard-heartedness. For unbeliever, if you ask, immediately he will be healed. This is an internal secret, family secret I am telling. So, so challenge it. So, any disease which cannot be explained by medical system, don't accept it in the face of it. Mental diseases. In the Bible says that many of the mental diseases are due to the work of the evil. Don't accept them unless they had some accidents or some chemical imbalance, whatever. Otherwise, the mental disturbances are caused by the spirits of evil, and you know, other religions are taking advantage of it. People are chained in their dargahs for years, whereas we have freely received, we have to freely give, but we are not freely giving. We are keeping our fingers clenched. Our own small problems are bigger for us. We are not operating in Christ. Particularly the younger brothers who are fire with Christ, should take note of it. You have a great power in Christ. Take this and operate, pray. What is there? You pray, let us see what happens. Operate in the power of Christ. It's not okay. And previous. And you have the famous couple Ananias and Sapphira, and nobody can say that they did it with the Holy Spirit. No, they have done it because of devil has induced them. Judas was filled with the Spirit. Judas has done it with Satan has filled his heart. That's what the Bible says. So you have to be careful when you have to check every spirit in which line things are working. The next comes is casting away the spirits. See, cast away the devils, cast away the demons has been told by Jesus n number of times. Even in the final command, you told them, you baptize them in my name, heal the sick and cast away the devil. And during the working of his time of earth, many a times he has told. I already told you, first ministry he did was casting away the evil spirits. And the next moment, if you read in Mark, book of Mark, say his fame spread throughout the place. See, wherever the enemy's powers are broken, the power of the gospel will be spread. Many who doesn't have a desire that the gospel's power should be spread in this city of Bombay, in the country of India. The only way, the main way to do this is take up this ministry. See, you give 1 lakh tract, then 1 or 2 may be saved. I don't say 100 may be saved. You visit and all that. But you are having a much larger mass weapon of destruction in your hand, and you are kept it under lock. Because of the lack of knowledge, we are not trying that. You operate on this. You deliver people. Heal the sick. I tell you, who will not accept the gospel? So here, Mark first, he says, be quiet, come out of him. Here in the synagogue, there was a man who was having the evil spirit. Synagogue is a place where only, very faithful people come. Among them there was one, and he, on seeing him, the spirit manifested, and he says that be quiet and, come out of this man. And whenever, some of the characteristics of the evil spirits you should know. You are going to get married to somebody, do you not know what are the characteristics of them? Yes. I am not referring that they are evil spirits, but I am telling. Who has more idea about our weaponry system? You tell me. Our army, navy, air force has lot of weapons. Who has more knowledge about our weaponry system? It is Pakistanis, China. And our people also closely track their weaponry. If he is buying F-16, we will buy Mirage. If he is buying F-18, we will go to Sukhoi 30, we will buy. If he is buying that weapon, we will buy. We are studying our enemies and equipping ourselves one step above. That is the way Christians should operate. You should study your enemy carefully, and you have to look nothing further other than Gospels. Read the Gospel several times. You will know how many times Jesus has encountered and how many times the apostles have encountered and then had victory over the evil spirits. Here, Jesus addresses them directly as like a person. See, they don't have a body. Other than a body, they have everything. Mind, will, emotion, anger, fear, everything they have. He addresses them as a person. Shut up and get out. He says, it comes out. And another thing is, they have a power of speech. They speak through the person whom they are indwelling. See, and they have intelligent language they are able to use. Why you have come before time, O Son of God? He is questioning Christ only. They are standing on the legal ground. That's why I told you, they are great legalists. Evil spirits are great legalists. That's why many of the lawyers also, you can compare with them equally. So they are great legalists. If you say one word wrong, they will act upon you. Whenever mothers, I tell you, mothers have to be very careful. If the children are not ready, they will place n number of curses on them. Why you are not dying? Why you are alive? Oh, I am fed up with you. You may tell in a minute of anger, but you are placing the curse on the child. They will say that you will never study. Yes, you are placing another curse on the child. They are like that. They are on their marriage life, they place curse. They are on their spiritual life, physical life, everything. Be careful before uttering any word to your children. And if you by mistake place any curse, please break them. I make sure that whenever any curse is placed on my children, I specifically break them, because you know that should not, you know, hurt their life. And as you are going ahead with the spiritual battle, you will see that how the curses work on the people's life, and when you break them, how they are liberated in this one. And these spirits have a sense of fear, and they have a desire expressed. When Jesus drove them out, they said that don't send us beyond this area. They told them, don't send us out of this body. You see, they have intelligent power to decide things. You know, and some of them had the power of rage actually. They pushed the person, pulled the person, and make them rigid, and foamed the mouth. These things they are all able to do. And some are able to do the mediumistic work, and they are able to do the divining work. Because, you see, the person whom they are indwelling may die, but the spirits don't die. You see, they have seen Hitler, they have seen Napoleon, they have seen everything, they have seen all these days they have been divining. And they can, you know, by their experience, and they can say something about, take a chance and say mediumistic thing, or foretell something about a person, that knowing that how he will operate. He has seen him, his grandfather, great grandfather, everybody. So they know that how this fellow will operate. So they can, you should not take them if they come true, as their working is great. They are evil, they are utter evil, you should accept nothing from them. And no believer should be seen reading this astrological, this one, or tarot cards, or Ouija boards. These are abominable to God. Even by chance, don't have a look at them in your newspaper. You see, palmistry, these are all not in Bible, and they are not allowed for a Christian. Never do that. If you do that, only you will suffer. You will open your doors for the enemy to work. So be careful about this thing. So next you see is the... No, previous slide. See, here the last you see one man of gutterness. How do you spell? I don't know. This man is one of the main spirit which was driven away by our Lord, has driven away the spirit in this man. See, this man, in Mark it says one man, in Matthew it says there were two men. These men were living in the tombs where dead people are buried. These men were very violent. These men were hurting people who went near them. And these people were actually howling. And nobody could bound them. They have beaten up everybody. And that was the condition before they were meeting Christ. When they met Christ, you see, they come and begged him, "Why you came before time? Leave us." Now when Jesus told them, "You have to go," they asked permission to go into the pigs. And Jesus granted their permission, granted them the permission, and they went into the pigs. And roughly 2,000 pigs, you know, have gone and fell into the sea. So, if you see these men, they give, you can see this man is a university of demon possession. If you read this very carefully, you will come to know what are the work a devil can do to a person. See, first thing, when the devil went away, this man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, fully dressed in normal mind. You see, a person mind and body can be affected by the spirits very severely, as this man was affected. And that person was not dressed properly. The spirits were not allowing him to dress in full. You know, he was roaming in half naked, probably whatever. This is, you know, is happening in the world currently. We see in the name of fashion, many of the people are dressed half only. See, this origination from them, I am not blaming them anyway, the origination from them could be enemy. The idea could be comes from enemy. You see, there is a channel totally dedicated to this fashion. And people never sit, they always walk in that channel. And I tell you, in Kolaba area, this is a cable fellow, he has put that channel next to God TV. So you can be a saint in one channel and you can be a sinner in another channel. So see, these kind of, you have to understand, these kind of things are, these kind of things are from the enemy. And he was hurting himself with the stones. That's what we say. Demonized people, they hurt themselves, you know, by their thoughts, by their actions, by their, you know, many things, they hurt themselves. You have to feel sorry for them. You see, many a demonized people you will encounter, don't think, we are living in a spiritual world. Though you see, what you see is physically, it's not physical. There are many spiritual things are there. Feel pity for them. They hurt themselves. And whenever they went, go near them, they hurt them also. You see, so even now we avoid people. You tell me frankly, for an office, I don't go near some people. I know that if I go near, they are bound to hurt me. You ask anything, they are going to hurt you. That's why we see, by distance only we avoid people. We will go this side. So these are the people influenced by demons. They may look excellently normal, tie, triple shirt, everything. But then, if they are having that quality, hurting, profane language, nobody can go near them. These are the people you have to pray for. Though they may not look, they may not have a board that they are demonized, they are in fact demonized. And the abnormal energy which people have, that also needs to be, you know, there are some of the things, you know, I may be wrong, but karate and all, I don't very much, you know, it is not a Christian way of doing. Abnormal energy, abnormal doing things, child prodigies telling that they can do this thing, that thing. These are all, you know, the abnormal things which is away from normal are not not from Christ. And they kept cry out aloud. So the devil has used their teeth, tongue, vocal organs, ears, eyes, nerves, muscles, breath, or all those things. So you see, when the person becomes normal, he sits at the feet of Christ as a normal man, you know, delivered. You will see the dramatic deliverance in the, if you work in the manner given in the Bible. And another one thing you have to notice is, the people there in the land were rearing pigs. You see, rearing pigs is not allowed for Israelites. You see, Israelites rearing pigs was not allowed. Other day a Muslim woman came to in our house to work. She said, "Are you cooking pork? Then I will not come to your house. I will not work." See, they keep that. But these people, right in the midst of Israel was rearing pigs, not one or two, 2,000 of them. See, why they were rearing pigs, you cannot blame them. Pigs multiply faster. You see, goat or this one, I don't know how many of you lived in a village, they will give only one. In a year, one offspring will come. Pigs are not like that. They will give 12. Then again 12 pigs, they will give another 12. I am telling 12 minimum. You never know the number. So by the time you get two goats, you can have 144 pigs. Economically they thought it is good. So they have done. Many of us also work, you know, we want to multiply our money. Who doesn't want to do that? You may go into many of the speculation and you may lose. Do things in a Christian way. Do fundamental analysis. Do fundamentally buy something, it will greatly multiply. Don't go for speculation. If you put it in a hard manner, you don't go for, rearing pigs. You know, then you are opening way for demons. In that country only this demon was there, you see. These two people are there. When you go out of the God's way, there could be, you know, you are opening your doors for the demonic one. Next. So I have told about why we should lead a holy life. Holy life is required for a Christian, because no, our Lord is holy, our God is holy, we should be holy. This is correct, that is what is the teaching. But if you are not holy, don't think that you can get away with it. A Christian's account will be settled on this earth. You see, you understand the point? Again, I am telling you a family secret. A non-Christian will be settled outside. He will stand before Christ and give the account. A Christian, since your sins are forgiven, but your account will be settled on this earth. Don't think that you can do anything and get away with it. You will pay the price for it. You see, if you are not holy by normal teaching, at least be aware of this, you will be taunted. If you don't forgive people, and you will be irritated, anger, what Bible says, you will be handed over to the tormentors. The tormentors are the demons, you will be handed over, you will be irritated, you will be angry, you will be, you know, you will not eat properly, even if you eat, it will not digest properly, you will be weak, all these things will happen. So, you have to forgive. See, you better live a holy life, or you will be made to live a holy life. You see, in military they will say, whether you accept this job, better accept, otherwise it will make you accept. See, that is the way. In Christianity also, better be holy, otherwise at the end of the life you will be made holy. For the life situations will go like that and you will be made holy. So next. So the chapter, my syllabus is John 4, it talks of Antichrist. Only this down is not there. See, the John talks of Antichrist. You see, Antichrist, he talks of, you know, 100, you know, in the AD first century. But since then, you see, the system of Antichrist is working in this world, actually. It is a system, you know, ultimately will result in people taking a number, and without that number, you will not be able to buy or sell. You see, ultimately I feel that we have almost reached that system. See, I am working in a public sector. I am not a great man, but then I have 2-3 credit cards and 2-3 debit cards, and I have a PAN number, and I have many of you will have passport number. Then there is no end to these numbers, and you have a mobile number. And some people carry two mobiles. I don't know what in life they do with two mobiles. And then you have a phone number. And any number of our life is in numbers only now. Sometime I wonder if there could be only one number which will take care of everything. And exactly that is what the devil wants. If you don't have that number, you will not be able to work. See, we are pushed to that stage. And people have identified. We may not identify ourselves. These people, the biometric cards and the biometric entry, you know, you have, which will read the eyes and then open the door. They were all very costly 10 years earlier. Now they say that anywhere they can put that biometric readers. If you press the thumb, it will open the door. You know, there they say they identified one group of people who will oppose his believers. These companies do a lot of research. They identify these believers will not accept this. So, and you know, in Thailand or somewhere, somebody has cut a thumb of bank manager to open the locker. You see, thumb is not great, this one. And if your eye, they may cut the neck also. Whatever. But then you see, the system has developed. And once they were very costly, now they are very cheap. And it will come. If such a system comes, then you will be not operative. Next slide. See, and you have, and another thing is, the cashless system. In the history of the world, if you see, there are only 2-3 times medium of exchange has changed. One is the barter system was there earlier, in which Christians were working. It was very good. After that, the coins came. You know, then after coin, the notes came. Notes were basically, they kept gold in the bank. They issued the receipt. People started trading in the notes, and that's how the notes come. Afterwards, after several years, now the cards have come. Debit cards, credit cards, whatever cards. The medium of exchange has changed only in the history of the world 3-4 times. And these cards are cashless systems. And these costs can be easily, you know, listed, and you will not be able to buy or sell anything. You see, where at the doorstep where we are standing. The cashless system, now dealing is with cash has become very unpopular. Recently a French bank has opened a branch in Mumbai. They told that advertise that if you are dealing in cash, don't come to us. See the audacity. But many of us, I don't know how many of us can live without credit card. See, the system is going in such a manner, and we are hearing about the globalization. The word globalization has become normal. What think global, act local, and now you cannot take globalization, you cannot act without globalized things. Our stock market works on globalization. The interest rate in Japan is 2%, here it is 8%, the money moves from Japan to here. That Bernanke reduces the interest rate in US, the money comes from US to here, and people are willing to buy any stock in India. The same stocks were available 2003, Dutch ship, nobody touched it with their left hand. Now they are all going about sky high prices because of the globalization. The same way they will fall also when the money goes out. That is another story. And we have, genetically modified seeds and animals. You see, I am not against agriculture production. I myself worked in agriculture insurance for 16 to 17 years. I know the condition of farmers. I want them to be well. Genetically modified seeds at least increases the production by 30%. At least. And they are very less prone to pest attacks. You see, but there is a cotton, there is a bullworm or something which, you know, eats the plant which gives this one. But these genetically modified has a virus in them. While eating only, they will go into the body of the thing and destroy it. The effect is when you wear a shirt, you will be wearing millions of virus also. Anyway, but that doesn't affect anyway. We have billions of bacteria also in our body. That is not. But genetically modified seeds are one quality they cannot reproduce. And genetically modified animals also cannot reproduce. The best example is your broiler chicken, which has become our non-vegetarian aloo sort of thing. You can do anything with them. So those so comfortable with them. But in my younger days, I used to see one desi chicken. But if you go to market, they are completely out now. But these genetically modified seeds and animals cannot reproduce. The danger is, you have to go again to the company which is selling seed to buy them. See, you cannot grow anything without the system. You cannot do anything without buying the seed from them. Otherwise, a Christian couple having 2 acres of land, if they have seed, Antichrist or anything, dictator or anything, they will not bother. God will give the rain, they will plow and put and eat and enjoy. But devil is attacking that and bringing into this. So whenever I tell you, whenever some people are opposing genetically modified things, some people will oppose the cashless system, don't give any opinion. We don't know what is happening behind it. God might have raised those people to do this. I was a great supporter of genetically modified seeds and crops, but they bring lot of wealth to the poor community of farmers. But there could be a hidden, we don't know the depths of the devil which Revelation talks of. See, so there are many things, the peace treaties and their communication systems. Go next slide. So this, previous. So this is, Google Earth map of our BBC church. You can see the BBC church here. You see, this is the effect of the communication system. So those in previous days, the enemy has to send an aircraft here to take an aerial photograph to get this. Now any idiot with the internet can get this. See the danger. See, the systems have improved. It is. You can see this one. There you can see the balcony, you can see the prayer tower, you can see everything. This is a system available freely. If you pay money, you can see further clearly. And day is not far away, they will be able to track every individual person. You understand the thing where the world is going. And as a Christian, don't worry about all these things. If they are not allowing, doors may not open, we may not buy and sell. God will open way for us. The things will not work if a Christian goes. Miraculously, God can do many things. Don't get threatened by all this. God will make a way for in all the difficulties. But this is the thing world is moving towards it. So last, much of the time I took on the first portion of the Bible. This is love your brothers, and you don't need any more teaching in loving the brothers. You see, if you don't love the brothers and you are not a Christian, you are in a darkness. Darkness is where the evil spirits and demons live. You see that then you have to, you should have the love for brothers, and that love is the unconditional love which you should have. It should not be a conditional love. Many of you, how many of you traveled from here to Virar, in a Virar train for Mumbai Central or Bandra or Dadar? You know, the staring looks you get is very difficult. In a Virar train, people of Virar city should only go. You know, otherwise you cannot get down from the train. People will stare at you, push you. They may push you from the running train. See, sometime you get such a stare in the church also. See, that should not happen. It is a place where we have to love all in campus. See, a person may be in difficulty. A person may be having problem. We are here for heal the sick. We are not here for wholly complete people. The people of difficulty should feel free to approach us. Jesus was approached by all kind of people, and if you are having the spirit of Christ in you, all should approach you. If you are having a spirit of Pharisee in you, only the so-called holy will approach you. If you are closing yourself that only holy people who read Bible at 5 o'clock, who say 1 hour prayer in the evening, who tithe properly, all these things should approach you, then you are a modern Pharisee. The end of the day it will come. But all and sundry can approach you, then you are operating in the spirit of Christ. Thank you for that.